Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Tuesday, August 3rd. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. A succession of storms unleashed 5.77 inches of rain in the Erie area of Pennsylvania between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. on August 3rd of 1915. 4 inches of rain fell between 4 and 7 p.m. All of that water was funneled from the Mill Creek watershed into Mill Creek, which flowed through central Erie. As the waters rose, Mill Creek overflowed its banks into farmlands and yards in the Glenwood Hills area, according to historical accounts. Saturated soil along the creek's banks collapsed, sending trees, barns, chicken coops, outhouses, and other structures into the rapidly rising Mill Creek. Debris collected near a culvert at 26th and State Streets, where Mill Creek flowed under the State Street area. Soon, a reservoir formed that extended south for several blocks. Police and firefighters unsuccessfully tried to clear the dam with dynamite. At about 8:45 p.m., the culvert broke, and a wall of water, estimated in newspaper accounts as high as 25 feet, tore through the central city of Erie, moving in a northeasterly direction toward Presque Isle Bay. Written accounts estimate the floodwaters' path of destruction at 4 to 6 blocks wide and nearly 3 miles long. The wave knocked trains and streetcars off their tracks. During the height of the flood, every available firefighter and police officer frantically worked to save lives in the stricken area. Men, women, and children were taken from endangered buildings by rope, ladders, and pieces of lumber thrown together. Erie Fire Chief John McMahon and firefighter John Donovan lost their lives from the flood. The Mill Creek flood destroyed about 250 homes, damaged about 300 other buildings, and left several hundred families homeless. A final death toll was never settled, but casualty reports ranged from 36 to more than 40 dead. It wasn't until dawn arrived the next day that stunned Erieites caught their first glimpses of the scope of destruction. Streets clogged with mud, remnants of houses and barns, twisted and smashed automobiles, broken machinery, tree trunks, clothing, cattle, and chicken carcasses, and of course, human remains. And that's what happened on July 3rd. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Listen to Weather Insider every weekday for a discussion on trending weather news. You'll get detailed insight into major weather events and learn the why behind the weather, gaining knowledge on terms like, what's a nor'easter? Just subscribe to Weather Insider on your favorite podcast platforms today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.